USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The manhunt continues for 24-year-old Deion Patterson. He's the man accused of killing one person and injuring four others in a Midtown Atlanta hospital shooting spree. Police Chief Darren Shorebaum believes Patterson fled the Midtown area after the shooting.
We believe he carjacked a vehicle a short distance away and was able to flee the scene as the law enforcement agencies were descending on this area.
That vehicle has since been found abandoned. Patterson may have been at the hospital for a mental evaluation when he opened fire in a waiting room. Senator Ted Cruz says President Biden is partly to blame for last week's deadly shooting north of Houston, where a man in the U.S. illegally killed five of his neighbors.
Because under Joe Biden's open border policy, ICE is prevented from deporting dangerous illegal immigrants.
The accused gunman, Francisco Oropeza, had been deported four times before. Each time he was able to sneak back across the border into the U.S. He was caught last night after a days-long manhunt. A former executive assistant to then-Vice President Biden says she had no idea she packed up classified documents when she cleared his office as VP. Kathy Chung testified before the House Oversight Committee today, saying she also didn't notice the documents when she was unpacking boxes at Biden's new private office in Washington, D.C. Another rise in interest rates is coming. Here's Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell.
The committee raised the target range for the federal funds rate by a quarter percentage point, bringing the target range to 5 to 5.25%.
This is the 10th rate hike in a row. While recent reports show inflation is cooling, it's still not near the Fed's target rate of 2%. New York has become the first state to ban gas stoves. A new law will outlaw natural gas and other fossil fuels in most new buildings, including gas stoves and furnaces and propane heating. Lawmakers hope the move will force people to use more climate-friendly appliances. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Senator Dianne Feinstein could return to Capitol Hill as soon as next week. Feinstein has been back in California since late February after being hospitalized with shingles. The 89-year-old's absence from the Senate has slowed the confirmation of President Biden's judicial nominees. That's prompted calls for her resignation from members of her own party. She's already announced she will retire at the end of her term in 2024. Some congressional Republicans are calling the day Title 42 ends next week a nightmare date. Title 42 is the public health rule that's been used to expedite deportations at the southern border.
You're going to continue to see more and more people encouraged by the prospect of being able to successfully make it across the border into the interior of the United States.
Senator John Cornyn of Texas said sending troops to the border is just a symbolic move that will do nothing to stop the flow of illegal immigrants. TikTok star Jackson Mahomes has been arrested. He's also the younger brother of NFL quarterback Patrick Mahomes of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. Jackson is facing charges of aggravated sexual battery. The 22-year-old social media influencer was taken into custody early this morning in the Kansas City suburb of Overland Park. And it's the end of the road for weight loss company Jenny Craig. The company emailed its employees saying they're shutting down because they can't secure additional financing. Jenny Craig has been in the weight loss business for 40 years. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.